Right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get started. Firstly, we'd just like to thank, on behalf of ICAO, Pratt & Whitney for sponsoring the breakfast this morning. Secondly, I don't think the occasion can pass without remarking on a famous victory by the Montreal Canadiens last night, 5-2 against Pittsburgh. And we congratulate them and wish them well, I'm sure, most of us anyway, on their semi-final series, which comes up this weekend, I'm told. So good luck to them. So as I say, welcome to day two. This is session four. Yesterday afternoon, this session is devoted to mitigation measures. And if you remember, on Tuesday at the tutorial, we had a whole session devoted to mitigation measures. And yesterday afternoon, we started by looking at aircraft and aircraft engine technology and the role they play in mitigating greenhouse gas emissions. And this session will look at operational measures, such as air traffic management and air navigation. And I'm pleased to welcome 10 presenters this morning. We've got a full lineup over the next 2 hours before the coffee break. And I'm going to introduce them very quickly to you. On my right here is Vince Galotti of the ICAO Air Navigation Bureau. Alan Melrose, in his capacity as ICAO Cape Independent Experts Rapporteur. Dr. John Paul Clark of Georgia Tech. Alain Siebert of César Géjou. Celia Alves Rodriguez, also of César. Maria Di Pasquantonio of the FAA. Shannon Scott, the Civil Aviation Authority New Zealand. Jeff McDonald of NAV Canada. Tim Rees of CANSO, and Paul McCarthy of IFALPA. And I now invite Vince to come up and give the first presentation.